Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Central College women's wrestling coach Paige Baines. Coach Baines, thanks for joining us today. And newer program here at Central College. I know we spoke on it this summer a little bit and just getting the program started up. How have the first few weeks and months of the season been going for you at this new program?
It's been super fun. Growing pains, but we're always growing. We're always learning. I couldn't ask for a better group of girls to be building this program with. But yeah, we're growing, we're building, and we're having fun at the same time.
And I know that along with that is kind of building the culture, and you mentioned it, a lot of newer girls, a lot of freshmen on the roster because of the newer nature of this program. What's that been like, just trying to establish that culture and just really getting the girls into wrestling here in their first season doing it at the collegiate level?
I think a lot of it takes guidance from me, obviously, just because I have a bunch of girls who don't know what it's like to be on a college campus, who don't know what it's like to be a college athlete. And so lucky for them, they have a coach who has been through exactly what they're going through. And so kind of just helping guide them through kind of my expectations of what I hope for our program in the future, if that makes sense. And just kind of guiding certain athletes who've already taken that leadership role and just allowing them to continue to take that role and just, I guess, like I said, guiding them.
That's great to hear. And I know you've got a couple or a handful of matches, tournaments under your belt here in year number one. What's kind of been the thing that stood out to you the most through these first handful of meets that, you know, you've seen from your team is just growth and defining that culture and things of that nature that, you know, are kind of associated with starting a newer program? And what have been some of the positive takeaways you've taken away from some of these meets?
So I think our first three competitions were fairly tougher competitions versus our fourth meet, which it makes sense for the first three meets to be tougher because we were seeing all levels of competition, NAIA, JUCO, D3, D2, D1. And so it just naturally makes sense for the competition level to be tougher. This past meet that we had, which was at BVU, it was a more fair competition for us and a bunch of newer programs. And so I was able to, or the girls were able to get a chance to actually get out there and compete and get some wins under their belt and to actually put the things that we've been working in the room into their matches. And so I was super proud of how they were able to put two and two together from the room to the matches. One girl in particular, Esther, she's never wrestled before. She joined wrestling the beginning of the semester. She was out because she had a foot injury. She's also a soccer player. BVU was her first tournament. Got third at that tournament. Won maybe two or three matches. I can't remember off the top of my head. But was just amazed at her athleticism and just going out there and just, like I said, executing what we've been working in the room and putting it on the mat. On the mat.
That's great to hear. And we're talking to Central College women's wrestling coach Paige Baines. And you touched on one individual there. I know there's been a couple of other individuals who have done really well, including a pair of girls who captured the first titles for the program in their short history, individual titles at one of these meets. And, you know, who are some of those athletes that people should be on the lookout for here with the Central College women's program as they're, you know, emerging here in the city of Pella?
I think Asia Young is one of them. I think the biggest hurdle for Asia is she came in as a 235. Across the board, we don't have a sanctioned 235 for college women's wrestling. It's something that we're still trying to sanction. So right now she's making her way down to 191. But I have no doubt in my mind when she gets down to her respective weight class, she's going to be unstoppable. She's young right now. She's learning, and she's just now putting the pieces together, breaking old habits. And once we get out of those old habits and continue to put the pieces together and get her down to her weight class, she's going to be unstoppable and someone to be on the lookout for.
That is awesome to hear that she's doing super well. And now we approach Christmas break, or we're in Christmas break at the time of this interview. I know that it's finals week as we're speaking. Final week will be done by then. But getting a break in the action here can be a blessing and a curse for a newer program as you're still working to establish things. How are you guys kind of trying to work through that with the break and just making sure that the girls come back ready to go after the break to wrestle?
You said it well. They're young. They're freshmen. So I think it's going to be a little bit more tougher for us to experience this. This is going to be our first year experiencing having girls go through this process. We've had our one-on-one meetings about how that's going to look for them. So I'm hoping that they're going to trust in what we've talked about and go home, work hard, have fun while they're at home, spend time with their families, but continue working what we've been working all year and come back ready to go.
That's great, Coach Baines. We appreciate your time as always and look forward to continuing to see success with the Central College Women's Program. And thanks for joining us to talk about it today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Central College Women's Wrestling Coach Paige Baines here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page.